Blog Talk Radio.
All right, people. Welcome back to another Dream Team podcast.
Woo!
The best podcast on the internet. The best podcast class. The best classy podcast in the planet. And I should say in the universe. But yeah, we're about to get into it. Just waiting the rest of the panel to go ahead and call in. Of course, today we're going to do this strictly for the fans. I know I've done this in the past before, even though it caused a little bit of confusion. But like I say, we're going to give the fans the voices today. We're going to give them the flow. Of course, we're going to talk about a few topics, but it's all about the fans today. We want to get y'all voices, out there.
Oh, yeah.
I got an echo. Y'all heard that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Echo. Yeah, yeah, but I think I fixed it. But yeah, hello, PlayStation Nation. What the hell?
Your PlayStation Nation?
No, man, this is not PlayStation Nation. This is Gaming Nation.
Yeah.
We talk about all gaming, everything gaming. You know what I'm talking about? So, like I said, I'm waiting on the panel to join in. Until they join in, I would like to introduce Braxton Gamer. Go ahead and introduce yourself, brother.
All right. Hey, everybody, it's your boy Braxton Gamer, the channel for every gamer. And let's just get this thing started.
I would like to give a shout out to Laura Torrent, Robert McCloud, I guess I say Voex. I can't read for shit. all right, that's Fail to Listen. Shout out to Fail to Listen. I call him Icy. I just like his old name. But shout out to Phil. He out there, another Dream Team member that's out there. Shout out to all the fans that's out there, man. But like I said, we're waiting on the panel, you know what I'm talking about, and we're about to get this thing cracking. You dig?
Oh, yeah.
But it is what it is, man. It is what it is. But like I say, any callers that come in, it's basically for the callers. It's for the callers. Anybody calling, got anything y'all want to get off y'all chest? Y'all go ahead and get that shit off y'all chest. But in the meantime, in between time, I'm going to go ahead and talk about devs, DICE developers. Xbox One isn't as powerful as a PS4. It said the DX12 won't reduce shit.
Oh, boy.
You know me. I'm going to give them that work. You feel me? You know I got to give them that work because they always bragging about the X12, ESRAM, and Power of the Cloud and all that. But again, another developing team coming out saying, "Look, man, we done twinkle and dibbled and dabbled with the DirectX 12, and I'm here to say that it's not gonna do shit. It's not gonna do e motherfucking thing, you know." But don't get it twisted. If you come to this podcast and think this shit is only about Microsoft, you're sadly mistaken. Everybody is gonna get that work. Dream Team don't discriminate at all. Everybody gonna get that work. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody that's fucking up don't get it. You know, we try to keep it balanced. You feel me? Not only that, you got to be honest. You got to be truthful to the people that's listening out there. You know what I'm saying? We know that y'all all come here for y'all daily dose of what the fuck, you know what I'm saying, is going on in the industry. And that's what we're going to provide for you guys. But right now, they're saying that, you know, the DirectX 12 is not going to really do too much for the Xbox One or Xbox One games. And I already been saying this for the longest, Braxton. You know, I already been talking about this from day one. A lot of people bash me. A lot of people say I'm crazy, I'm stupid. I don't know what I'm talking about and stuff like that. But
yeah.
Do I still look wrong when you got developers constantly coming out, different developers constantly coming out saying that, you know, hey, it's not going to really do anything? Am I still wrong?
Oh, no, not at all, man. It's the truth, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and go ahead.
My bad. I mean, let's say this. I mean, between the both systems, there's obviously PS4 is going to be powerful. There ain't no way that the magical cloud or that pixel dust will help make the Xbox One get avatar-like graphics or stuff like that. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Man. It's crazy. It's crazy. And it's like I say, man, when I try to put the truth out there, I think that, like, at the end of the day, you have to look at things for what it is. You know, there's a lot. I understand you got the Sony fanboys, you got the Nintendo fanboys, you got your Xbox fanboys, and you, of course, you got your PC fanboys. And it just seemed like to me that I don't really know, like, what the fuck can I do or say to get it into these people's heads that, you know, it ain't about being a fanboy, it's about what's right. And, you know, us getting raped by DLC, us getting on, you know what I'm saying, having all these motherfuckers bragging about, oh, this would do 1080p over the next. But, dude, we got the developers out there steady raping us. That shit don't even matter to me. It shouldn't matter to no gamer, period.
Yep, I agree.
You see what I'm saying? All right, hold on. Give me a sec. Let's see if we can bring let me see if we can bring the rest of the panel in. It's not showing up for them. Let me go ahead and let me see. Da-da-da. Okay. Let me see if I can send them. I'm gonna send it to y'all to y'all emails. How about that? I send it to y'all emails. Okay, so that one. Bell, go ahead and check your email, brother. I'm gonna send it to y'all emails. Hopefully it'll show up like that. I apologize to everybody. We try to get everybody in. They said it's not showing up for some odd reason. X. What you got? Yeah, we're gonna get everybody in. But hold on, let me go ahead. If you want to, you can rebuttal what I was saying about DirectX 12 and how it's not gonna do shit. Why go ahead and send these emails out to them. So what's your full thoughts on you know, DirectX 12 and how, because it's been 2 years, right?
Yeah, it's been about 2 years.
It's been about 2 years and we still haven't seen nothing. Like what's your overall opinion about, you know, the whole DirectX 12 fiasco and shit like that?
My opinion, I don't think it's going to do anything for Xbox One, really, to be honest. I mean, the thing is, it's mainly, when they announced it, it's basically going to be for the PC, you know, like boosted up and everything. And I don't want to sound like be a fanboy or anything, but, and they're actually saying it's going to really boost up, give Avatar like graphics, but, and they ain't going to do nothing. It's only do like, give it 10% more power or something like that.
I don't even think it's going to give them power. I just think it's gonna give them nothing.
Yeah, I mean, look at the games now. It's still 900p for most multiplayer games. Still, and so far, GX12, it may not do anything to change it. You know.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right, we got Bell Hugger. Yeah, what's up, Bell Hugger?
What's going on, brother? What's up, buddy?
How did you get in?
I had to do it through the invitation way that you sent me an invitation. And I clicked on actual invitation link. I might be able hold on. Let me send this to both Baby Girl and Vex and see maybe if that might work.
All right. We got a call in already. Just hold back. Error code 337, we got you. I'm trying to get the whole entire panel in right quick. And, of course, we're going to take all the callers. It's basically for y'all today anyway. Get that shit off y'all chest. What's on your mind? You know what I'm saying? What's on your mind, especially when it comes to the gaming hobby, the gaming community, whatever it is, get that shit off your chest. Because one thing I always say, and the Dream Team always say, is that the truth is, y'all voices matter too. I understand we might be the entertainers. We might be the challenge y'all come to see to get y'all information from. You know, but at the end of the day, if it wasn't for y'all, it won't be no Dream Team. It won't be no YouTubers, period. So I think it's only right to give y'all a voice, too. You know, let y'all voice be heard as well. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's why we're going to dedicate this show for y'all, you know. ONC trying to get in, too. Okay, cool. Get everybody in. But while y'all do that, let's see. Error code 337. We're going to keep it rolling. What's up? What's happening?
What's up?
What's up? What's good with you?
You know who's this?
Do I hear Jordan?
Jordan.
Yeah.
What's good with you, brother?
Not much, man. I'm good, doing awesome.
Yeah, well, get that shit off your chest. What's on your mind when it comes to this gaming, man?
When it comes to gaming, the bullshit between season passes, pre-orders, the bullshit DLC, not giving us enough content, you know, that was really set me on edge because right now, this generation is all about, you know, being greedy and all, and ripping out content and broken games, man. Like, really, like, you know, people, us gamers are sick and tired of this shit. And we need to step up to this shit. I mean, it is getting to the point where it's a quick, look at Star Wars Battlefuck, I'm sorry. I had to say that. But
yeah,
that is dog shit of how they have the Ultimate Bundle and the Deluxe one. I mean, you can unlock shit in the game already. I'm like, what's the point of pre-ordering it? And, I mean, if you ain't going to get all the content, you know, that it has to offer, that's what I don't understand, why people, you know, buy into these pre-orders, man.
Joy, you know that they say pre-orders are up 24% this year.
Oh,
can you fucking believe that?
Nope.
I can't fucking believe this. We got motherfuckers. I mean, we talk, damn near till our lips fucking fall off, and then we got people that are still going out there pre-ordering games, and we all we got was broken games, microtransactions out the ass. DLC out the kazoo, and the pre-orders are fucking up. What the fuck is going on, man?
I know, and people are still buying it. We can't influence these people because we have no say so to people's wallets. I mean, you can't tell them nothing. They're still gonna buy Star Wars Battlefield. I mean, they're still going to buy the Ultimate Edition, like he is, and be cocksuckers.
I agree.
And
well, we got
give us the money, and how about we add a little bit of payout for a $50 season pass? Like, really?
But that's not really the main issue why so many people are pissed off about the fact about what EA is doing to this new Battlefront game. The major thing that people are pissed off about is the simple fact is that when you look at the game, we all know that it's either a reboot or like a remake, whatever the case may be, or a third in the franchise. No matter which way you look at it, it's supposed to improve from the actual previous installment, which in this case was Battlefront 2. And that's why a lot of people are pissed off, because it doesn't have as much content as what the previous game had. And that's why so many people are beyond upset about it, man. Season pass just adds to the actual people being pissed off, like myself, being salty about it. That's exactly the reason why. And a lot of people out there who are defending this whole season pass bullshit don't understand that, man.
Yeah, they don't, because they see Star Wars and it's like, oh well, I'm buying the season pass. I mean, they don't give a fuck about their wallets. I mean, all they do is see Star Wars and say, hey, look, I can buy these freaking emotes that and just add-ons that are completely pointless that you're wasting your money on. Why waste $119 on content that, you know, is really useless, you know? I don't get why people pre-order these games at such a high price, and then they're getting gypped out of that. And EA is known for gypping people like that. They're dirty.
Yeah, we got some more callers. Let me bring it to you. Yo, Jordan, just hang tight, buddy. Just hang tight. I'm going to bring some more callers. Eric Cole 313, welcome to the Dream Team Radio Show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I've been listening, you know, watching you guys' videos for a pretty long time, and Bear Bro, what's up? It's the real Kira, man. How's it going?
Oh, hey, what's up, Kira? How you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty well, man. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Glad to see that you're calling in, bro, man.
Yeah, this is my first time. I thought, you know, I saw the notification. I'm like, you know, I could call in. So, yeah, what I wanted to say was, you know, one shot, me and you, we've talked in the comments before, and I pretty much said that the companies have gotten very complacent. They have disregarded us in every type of way possible. Like, they just, they don't care anymore. And see, the thing with me is, before, like, I really much, like, bumped into your channel, you know, I didn't really pay attention to, you know, gaming news that much. And then I found, then what really took me out of the game was, are you fucking kidding me with this? The Halo, what was it, $250?
Yeah,
what was
$250.
That?
And they didn't even tell us what we was getting.
Yeah, I remember that you had a title, and we don't even know what's in it. Like, that was bad, but it's like, I think that here's the thing. Like, companies do that.
Mm-hmm.
They, and it can happen to all of us. We can get complacent. We get a big head, like, oh, you know, they're giving us all this money, and we could do this and that, and you know, they get to that. Like, right now, companies, the video game companies, have their heads so far up in the clouds that they're not on Earth anymore. These motherfuckers might as well be shooting out this to different planets, trying to rip other people off. So they're like, oh,
I'm trying to
shit.
Tell you. They probably already doing it. We just don't know about it.
Yeah, probably. Probably. But we need to, like, literally reach our hands up and pull their asses right out of the clouds, because they need to come back. Yes, they,
nice reference there, Akira.
Yeah, they need to come back down to planet Earth, man, because they need that wake up call. You know, they now you guys brought up the Star Wars thing, and you said they were charging like $150 for it. Now, see, it's a little something interesting that they did with that. Now, I don't think that was directly in mind for the gamers, for example. I think that was more directed to the Star Wars fans, because they're like, oh, you know, millions upon millions of people love this franchise. And, hey, they love it so much, hey, they buy this. They'll buy it. Even
of course
if
they
it's $150.
Yep.
I agree.
They love it so much. And, you know, that was the thought that I just had. But it's really just sickening. And the one thing that I don't like about it is that it's one word. And what is that word of the day, ladies and gentlemen? That is corporate. Everything is corporate. Even fucking, like, video games, it doesn't matter. Like, corporations, they're going to stick their, you know, they're going to put their, like, what do you call them, one-stop, you know, they're going to be spilling blood all over shit and everything, trying to put their mark on it. Yes, yeah, we're going to do it.
Don't need
yeah, like
court.
I said, you know, we're in the era of greed, man.
Yeah. Hey, baby girl,
exactly.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now, baby girl.
All right.
How did you get
awesome.
In? The way I told you to get in?
Yeah, I went in through that link that you sent.
There you go.
All right. Cool. Oh, go ahead. Introduce yourself, baby girl.
Oh, it's baby girl 91580 with the Gameplay HQ. Thanks for having me. Sorry about these technical difficulties, but I'm glad to be here. And let's get it going.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk today, man. They got all my money, and now they want to act funny, you know. But it's all good. We're going to see if we can get everybody in here. If you go ahead and finish, I just wanted to introduce one of our Dream Team members. That's all. You can go ahead and continue.
Oh, no, it's all good. Hey, baby girl, how you doing? Good to
how are you?
Good to see you. That's good.
Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, you... Maybe some of you guys, or maybe not, but you noticed that I've, you know, I've been in the comment section sometimes saying some crazy shit here and there, but it's all fun, you know. But my whole thing was that I've pretty much been saying this for a long time. Like, the corporations, man. I hate that corporate thing because, you know, whenever you have something that you love and it turns corporate, it's not organic anymore. It's authentic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not authentic. It's forced. It's manufactured.
Right.
And that takes away from that sucks like all the love out of it. It really does. But, you know, sometimes during these things with games and, you know, anything that you love, sometimes you gotta, you know, sometimes you feel like you're in a war and sometimes you feel like you're in a large drought and you just gotta stick with it to the very end. That's where that's where the real passion lies at. May sound stupid, but for you to survive with it, you know, not giving up, because that's one thing that you can't do, because when you give up, there's also regrets that come with it, and you don't want to have any regrets. So this is pretty much all I wanted to say. So, guys, just want to tell you, just don't give up. Keep fighting for what you believe in. Don't let anyone stray you towards any other direction. Follow your own direction. So thank you guys for having me on here. Just wanted to call in, you know, never did before. I've
commented here and
there.
Thank you for calling in, buddy, man. Appreciate it, dude.
Yeah, it's no problem, dude. Okay,
appreciate
y'all.
That, brother.
Okay, take care.
And me, you too.
All right. We got another caller. Well, this is anonymous. Oh, this got to be good. Oh, he left. Did he left? Oh, no, he left. Anonymous caller, welcome to the best podcast/radio show on the planet.
Yo, what's good?
What's up, man?
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to come in on the title to your video. I mean, to the title of the podcast. Yeah, man, the X-Wise, man. You need to wake up, man. Direct X12 ain't going to do shit for the Xbox One, man.
Nope.
I don't know why they run around making videos and shit, calling out the dude on Twitter and shit, telling their daddy it's Phil Spencer and shit, like he going to do something.
I mean,
go ahead, Dredd.
I would say, but yeah, at the end of the day, though, it ain't, I'm not just targeting, just Xbox fans. I'm really going after all fan bases. You know what I'm saying? Not fan bases, but fan boys. Because at the end of the day, I mean, I could call them X-twats a million times, and you still going to have dudes on Sony side, dudes on the PC side, dudes on the Nintendo side that actually do the same thing. Now, it's up for grabs, so who is the worst? You know, anybody could say, well, this side is worse than the other side. Me personally, I think all the motherfuckers need to go. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, when you look at what's going on, the infighting is solving nothing. It solves absolutely no fucking problem. The real problem is the people that are making all the money, the people that we are giving our money to. They're the problem. You know what I'm saying? So I pop shots at the X-Twats and stuff like that because it is the the console of my choice. But people need to understand, I don't like no fanboyism at all. I hate the shit because it seems like to me the more we focus in on what another motherfucker doing with their money, and then what the motherfuckers are doing with our money. How the fuck are we supposed to get our gaming iHobby back to where it need to be if we only focus on the next person? We need to be focused on the corporations, the developers. We need to focus on the motherfuckers that's out there ripping us the fuck off. You know, I can make a million videos saying, you know, this dude is an X-twat, blah, blah, blah. Would that stop Activision or fucking Ubisoft from breaking fucking games? No. That ain't going to, me talking about another dude, that ain't going to stop them from selling broken shit. They still gonna sell us broken shit. You know what I'm saying? So like I say, man, at the end of the day, you know, I pop shots at these motherfuckers. You know, it's all for the games. But the truth is, I really want to focus on the motherfuckers that keep giving us these DLC. These DLCs that's not worth it. Fucking taking fucking games out. I mean, literally chopping up our games and selling it to us as DLC. Microtransaction us to death. Them the motherfuckers we need to be watching for. These motherfuckers are rich as fuck on us, and telling us what we like to play. These motherfuckers don't even play their own product, but telling us You should like Halo. You should like Call of Duty. You should like this. You should like this, motherfucker. How the fuck you gonna tell me what I should like when you don't even play games your goddamn self? All you is a
stupid. Yeah, bitch.
You feel me? So, yeah, you know, like I say, man, at the end of the day, you're right. I'm with you. These Xbox is retarded. But all if you look at all fan bases, they all of them got some. There's some in every fan base. And they need to go, man. They need to go. We need to wake people up. Stop. Dude, pre-orders are up 24 motherfucking percent. Can you believe that? When we just had a year of the most brokeniest fucking games, and pre-orders went up.
Damn.
Let's keep it on it, dude. Tell me that's some backwards shit. That's backwards. Pre-orders should be down because of that. Not up. So the message I think that the message we're sending these developers, the message that we're sending these corporations is that the more the games are broken, the more we're willing to pay for it. That's what the pre-orders just showed me. That's what it's telling me. People are enjoying broken shit. You know what I'm saying? But my bad, brother. I ain't mean to ramble on, but I wanted to make that clear to the fans out there. Because a lot of them think I'm just an Xbox basher. I just call it how I see it on the platform of my choice. I call it on my end. You know, I don't try to follow every end. I'm just one man. But if I see some bullshit out there, I don't care what platform it is, I'm going to call it out, especially if it needs to be called out. But I'm going to make sure that I call out the bullshit that's going on with the fucking Xbox One. That's my pride and joy right now. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead, bro. You can take the flow. My bad.
Yeah, I was just saying, man. Dudes need to wake up, man. You got the developers and people saying that DirectX 12 is not going to do anything, but they still holding on to it. You know, that's basically all I was saying.
Well, what I read, I'm not a big graphics person. Because I really don't give a fuck. I'm not a graphics person. I really don't give a shit. If the game is fun, the game is fun. But
yep.
From the way I look at it is, it's gonna be more important to PC gamers than Xbox gamers because of the backwards compatibility. So you don't have to really upgrade your video. You know, switch out your video cards and all that shit. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to work with older video cards, I guess from what, 2 or 3 years ago? No, probably, you see, so it seems like it benefits the PC gaming more than it does for the Xbox. You know, I mean, from what I've read with the DX12, what is going to give you a faster dashboard, and it's going to, the frames per second is going to be a little bit better with the, you know, make the games a little bit prettier, but it looks like it's better for PC. You know, it's directed for PC gamers. You know,
yeah, that's what I was
all of
too.
The advantages are going towards the PC gamers. You know, they get to save money, not having to replace their fucking video card every 5 minutes. And I mean, that's always a good thing, especially
yeah,
for
right.
people. Yeah, especially for people with gaming laptops, because it's not easy to change out video cards on laptops. You know, some laptops you have to change out the fucking motherboard and all of that shit.
Yeah, the DirectX 12 is going to make it easy. Like, say I got a GTX 980, I got a GTX 660. It'll be able to work with DirectX 12. It's going to be able to work with them both. I don't need the exact same card. It's going to be able to communicate with each other, pretty much. When you look at the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4, there's only one graphic card in there. We can't put a secondary graphic card in there, so how is it going to help us? Where the boost gonna come from? Having two graphic cards in a PC, we know where your boost gonna come from. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. So I appreciate you calling, brother. I really do appreciate you calling.
Love you guys, can hear me.
Yeah. I'm about to let y'all introduce yourselves. Two more of the Dream Team members just came in. But again, anonymous caller. That's what it says. Anonymous caller. We appreciate your call, man. Love that you support real gamers. And, like always, it's a pleasure when y'all come in and voice y'all opinion as well as ours. You know what I'm saying?
All right, man. Have a good day, yo.
You too, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Yeah, you want to add on to it before I introduce the rest of the panel?
No, I was just going to say that a majority of all this DirectX 12 bullshit that's been going around, it's nothing more than a publicity stunt, man, to try to convince gamers to buy the Xbox One. That's all it's there for, man.
Yeah,
when in reality, that shit's going to benefit PC gaming and not console gaming.
Yeah, I agree. So we got two more members of the Dream Team just joined us. Just pop right in because, you know, we have to roll out the red carpet for them. Vexia, thank God, brother. Plug your channel.
Hey, what's going on, people? Finally got in here. Apologies. I'm not really late. It's just I've been having issues of mine because of the browsers and everything. Sometimes it can be difficult on my browser, especially refreshing your Windows. But yeah, I'm Vexium Swift. Great to be here as always. Thank you to all the fans and stuff, people calling in, commenting. Really do appreciate that. Make sure you share this podcast with your friends. We are the only gaming podcast with a real radio show. So yeah, let's get into this.
Oh, yeah.
Get into it. And of course, Owens, go ahead and plug your channel, brother.
Hi, guys. It's Owen Coles here. Thanks for letting me join your other radio podcast today. Yes, I do once every Saturday a podcast called Gaming Corner. So you guys are more than welcome to join in our little debates, what we do once a week.
All right. That's what's up. Can't wait to check out the next time you do do your podcast. Make sure y'all check that out. It's going to be off the chain. Y'all already know how Dream Team get it down, man. We're never boring, man. We always entertaining. But, yeah, so we got the panel on. We got a few more Dream Team members trying to get in. I don't know. Like I said, I apologize. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk. They got the money, but they're not providing the service, I guess. I don't know, but we'll wait and see. But until then, let's go ahead and take another caller. Eric Cole 401. Welcome to the best podcast / radio show on the planet.
Oh, what up, guys? What up, guys, man?
What up, man?
What's good? What's good with you?
Nothing, man. This is Devon from the chat. You know what I mean? Just sorry, calling in to see what's up.
What's up, Devon?
Hey,
Devon. How are you?
Hey, Devon.
No, you know, you realize it was my birthday yesterday. You know, I had to celebrate that a little bit. But the thing I wanted to get off my chest real quick was like how much the competition was like so damage controlling about the fact that Phil Spencer had to come out and actually admit that he's not even about these console wars and stuff. He's all about, like, trying to, you know, sell his brand and make the best of it. And to me, I consider myself a multi-console owner. You know what I mean? I don't just own one. I own an Xbox and a PS4. So the way I see it is that people are always on this bullshit that that Sony don't have no games and JRPGs are like niche titles, and I'm like, since when JRPGs are niche titles? You know what I mean? I've been gaming since '89. You know what I mean? I've been on it since I was like 5, 6 years old. So I don't even get how they even come about that. You know what I mean? Just because they're trying to make it seem like their box is the best box, when I feel like it's really not. I'm basically just buying them. I buy the games just for the exclusive.
Yeah, yeah. But to be honest, to be fair, I think that there is no best box. Because if there was a such thing as a best box, we wouldn't be out there buying multiple consoles to fill in our needs.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? I wouldn't listen, if the Xbox was the best box, I wouldn't give a fuck what Nintendo bring out. I wouldn't give a fuck what Sony bring. I wouldn't even give a fuck what Steam had to offer. I got the best box in my house. I don't need nothing else. There is not a such thing as a best box. You know what makes the best box? When you own everything. That's the best box in my house, because I can play whatever I want and I can play everything. That's the best to me. You know,
I wouldn't even use
that
term as the best box. I would just use the term of best experience, man.
Best
because if you own everything, PC, Wii U, PS4, and Xbox One, you're golden, man. You're fucking golden.
Yeah.
You have all consoles. You're going to get the best entirety of the best experience out there amongst everyone
else.
And
I'm not telling people that you need to go and get a PC or you need to go. If you got multiple consoles, you're good.
Yep.
You're good. You know what I'm saying? You ain't missing out. You know, so I agree with you, man. But the damage, the thing is, I want to chime in on Phil Spencer. I'm going to just say this. Where the fuck was Phil Spencer? Because I remember I watched his interview, and he said it out of his own mouth that he'd been behind the scenes for like what 20 some odd years, something like that. So where the fuck Phil Spencer when this shit first hit the fan before he was the face? Why was he? Why didn't he come out and say, you know, this is stupid? You know what I'm saying?
Because
it wasn't that he wasn't allowed to. It ain't got nothing to do if he's allowed to say whatever. Just making a statement saying the console war thing is dumb. That's not gonna get you fired. You know what I'm saying?
No, but I mean, keep in mind, though, too, as well. Yeah, but you got to keep in mind, though, too, Dredd. It's like the last two, like the seventh generation and like the eighth generation now that we're currently in, that's when all this shit technically started. I mean, back then, you know, like the internet was around, dial-up mostly, but there wasn't really a whole, the fanboyism between, you know, consoles wasn't really there. It was mostly done from the actual corporations themselves that was doing it. But now with us being the actual butt end of the fanboyism, this like console war that legitimately a lot of people out there assume that we're actually in when we're actually not, that's what he means by that statement, because in reality, it is fucking stupid.
We knew it was stupid from the get-go. It's just a little ironic that the losing side is talking about it's stupid. The winning side ain't saying shit. The losing side is the side that's saying it's stupid. I'm not stupid. If I'm
in my opinion, I think he was trying to, like, calm down the Xbox Extreme.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're taking it to a whole nother level.
Yeah,
I think it's a whole
other
level, yo. Spreading lies and shit.
English, you hear English?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, buddy.
There you go.
Cool.
Go ahead, plug your channel, brother.
Hey, it's your boy, I'm English TV. Thanks for having me on the show, guys. I'm running a little bit late, but let's get it going.
It's all good. But, I mean, let me tell you the truth. I just want to say this. When the Xbox, before Phil Spencer came out and made that statement, He saw the videos coming out after he told everybody that DirectX 12 was wasn't gonna really do nothing. Then he had all these X twats coming out saying that DirectX 12 is still gonna do this. Phil Spencer is wrong. Phil Spencer sat back.
Hell to the no, to the no, 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 no. Hell no, no, to the no, no. Hell to the no, no.
To the no, 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 no.
Hell to the no, no.
Was that you that played that, Dredd?
Yeah.
Oh, that was you. Okay.
So Phil Spencer was like, hell no. So he came out and said, no, I gotta put my foot down, because these motherfuckers is hurting the brand more than they helping the brand. How can we be on the losing end when you got motherfuckers out there saying we got the best product? That's the wrong idea. You, if you say, you should be like, look, I'd rather for a motherfucker to say, we're turning things around, you know, we're trying to get back on track, we're trying to get back into the consumer's graces and stuff like that. I don't mind that. But when you come out and we're getting our ass spanked by more than 10 million consoles, and you're screaming, we got the best, this is the best, nah. Because we're losing, our stocks is plummeting, and you motherfuckers around here giving our disinformation.
But at the same time, I don't necessarily blame those people in the sense. I mean, granted, it's fucking retarded, but at the same time, they're trying to justify the purchase that they actually made. A lot of people do that, right? I mean, people do that constantly. You know, they did it all last generation with the PS3. They're doing it now with the Xbox One. It's a common reaction. If you spend money on a product that costs like fucking $500 or $400 or $350 or what have you, whatever price you paid for it, you're going to try to convince people that the Xbox One is not a god-awful bad system. They're going to try to go out there and try to praise as much as they possibly can, because that's what they do. You know, Nintendo fans
somebody
do it. Sony fans do it. Yeah,
wow.
Somebody's typing like really loud, like aggressive typing. but it's common why they do that. But like I said, you know, when you have to go out and you have to actually sit there, and you know that your console is not exactly dead last, because I mean, we all know the Wii U is sitting at the dead last thing. But of course, but apparently with Microsoft and Sony competing, you know, Microsoft is sitting in that middle phrase yet again, like they always are over the last three generations, including this one. But when it's all said and done, yeah, that's all they're gonna do. They're gonna go out and try to fucking make the system be like this beast of a console that try to convince people to buy it. The PS4 ain't shit. That the Xbox One is the shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's just common reactions, but it's not needed. It's not needed, man, because it shouldn't be our job to promote a console that should technically be a hell of a lot better than what it's currently in its current form. You know what I mean? It's up to Microsoft and their publication bullshit to fucking actually get the message out there, man, but they're not doing a very good job of doing it.
Exactly. And that's what I keep telling people recently, man. It's like, it's not our job to promote even games themselves as much as we love them, man. Like, you know, some developers have to do their own work and their own homework.
Games, on the other hand, that was a little bit slightly different to an extent. Specifically when it's a multiplayer game. I mean, like, you know, I can sit there and, you know, for example, like Sniper Elite 3, I can sit there and praise the fuck out of that game and try to convince people to buy it because it is a decent game. You know what I mean? Yeah. But that's one thing. But when you spend so much money on a piece of plastic, but you defend it all to high heaven and say that it, you know, and try to sit there and justify the fact that it is better than the PS4, or it is better than this, or it's better than... I've even seen people claim that the Xbox One is better than fucking PC. And that shit just fucking makes my head just spin. But when people defend that shit, though, it's a common reaction to the consumer to something that they've actually spent a lot of money on and bought it. You know what I mean? It's like a loyalty thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. I used to be like that with Nintendo, man, until eventually I took my blind shades off and I saw that the shit that they were fucking doing, it wasn't the way that the company should technically be going. You know?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I agree with that. But see, basically, I had a friend, right? I bought my console 6 months after launch. So I was waiting for the actual games that I believe what I want first. So my friend came up and asked me if I had to choose one, which one would I have? And I said, well, obviously I would pick the PS4. He asked me, why is that? I said, well, because I like my Japanese games. I like my JRPGs. I like my shit coming from Japan. Nobody would love me. I'll go out there and actually support those games. You know what I mean? I say get the Xbox, but like if I want to feel like I want to be a dude bro that day and just play my little COD or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And most of my friends will be on the Xbox playing that. So when I want to do my single player thing, I do it and play my PlayStation 4. So I get the best of both worlds. It doesn't matter what exclusive come out, whatever, I go and get that.
Yeah, that's why I myself am a huge multi-console owner every generation, because I have to experience everything that all consoles can do. I mean, hell, if I had a PC too as well, I'd gladly do it, but I just mainly go back to the old school stuff on PC sides. But when it comes to consoles specifically, I need my Nintendo fix. I need my Sony fix, because there's a lot of games that Sony gets, like JRPGs, that Microsoft doesn't get. That's why I don't mind. Yeah. You know, I need those experiences. Same goes with like the exclusive games like Scalebound and Quantum Break and Sunset Overdrive and Halo, whatever you want to call it. I need that, man. You know, I can't stick to one brand. I can't do it, man. I just can't do it.
I hear you on every level.
And the thing about it is, it's just not like this is something that we decided, you know, we just want to buy all consoles. These companies forced us to do that because of the practices. They forced us to do that. And you got to remember, like, when it comes to, like, the corporations as a whole, I look at them as being partnered together without being partners. Because you got one
console.
That's
interesting way of looking at it.
Yeah, because you got one console that have games that the other one don't have. That shit look planned to me. Like, look, this is what we going to have and this is what you're going to have. That's how we can sell. We can both make money. We both can sell the product to the same fan base. You know, and to me, it's almost like whoever decided to go with the better developing team normally wins. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But when you look at it, why is it that there is no Last of Us or Last of Us type title on the Xbox One? Because they can easily make a game that's similar to it, or vice versa. They can easily make games to fucking compete with one another, but they don't do that. It's like they purposely stay out of each other's lane. What's sickening is you got dumbasses that's out there talking about, you know, hey, Tomb Raider versus Uncharted 4. Those are two different fucking games. You can't even compare the two. It's like as consumers, we got to compare the fucking games. That's uncomparable.
The only thing you can technically compare when it comes to Tomb Raider and fucking Uncharted is like the similarities. That's it. And that Tomb Raider was inspired on the direction that Uncharted fucking went. That's the only thing you can really compare with that.
But I feel like The Last of Us got a more immersive story narrative compared to Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
That's just like, you know what I mean? That just on just finding tombs and taking out the bad guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right in that nitty gritty, the urge for survival against, like, the clickers or whatever.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I agree 100%.
We got another caller. Eric Code 323. Welcome to the best podcast/radio show on the planet. Today is Get That Shit Off Your Chest Day. We're doing this for the subs, so we're going to let y'all just Man, just get it off your chest. Welcome to the show.
All right. Peace out, y'all.
All right, later, buddy.
All right, brother. Eric Cole 323. What's good? Nothing. All right. Well, yeah. What's up?
Oh, what's up,
Eric?
What's going on?
Oh,
what's going on, man?
What's going on? I gotta take some shots at One Stop Gaming. Hey, yo, man, why you don't play no games?
Hey, look.
I just checked your trophy list, man. You ain't playing no games.
My trophy list? Why? What you mean I ain't playing no games? I got plenty of games on my trophies. I got trophies.
Not
I got gamer score.
You haven't been eating The Last of Us on grounded mode yet.
Nah. I got too many games to be trying to go back to The Last of Us right now, brother.
I still got
Splatoon. I haven't even opened that yet. You feel me? Splatoon for the Wii U. I own all consoles, bro, and a gaming rig. I wish I had the time. I got a Wii U too, bro, and I play games on there. What you thought? I just PlayStation and Xbox? I got a gaming PC too. Check my Steam. I just put in what? Yesterday, 7 hours on Skyrim? Like, yeah, come on, bro. You got to come better than that, brother.
I mean, but you got to focus on one platform, so you don't think people
not if you're a multi console owner.
Hey, if you want to see, listen, for those who don't know, because you probably don't know, I have a gaming channel. That's why I don't put too much gameplay unless I'm live streaming. I have a gaming channel, One Stop for Gamers Live. I don't commentary, I don't do nothing. I just upload strictly gameplay. If y'all want to see my gameplay, go to that channel. I know a lot of people don't know that because I don't really broadcast it like that, but go to that channel. Y'all will get I don't talk on that channel. I do nothing but just upload gameplay. So for those who want to see my games and how much games I play, go to that channel. You'll get all the games you want.
All right, I'll check it out. All right, peace out.
All right, brother. I guess I should have broadcasted my gameplay channel. I'm sorry.
Well, when you come, you got to come correct.
All right, just didn't have.
Yeah.
When you come, you got to come correct.
Yeah, I mean, come on, bro. I just put in 7 hours just last night, man. As soon as the baby went to sleep, nigga, I stayed up playing Skyrim 7 hours straight. Like, get out of here, bro. And I'm going to put in some more work on that Skyrim. That's one of my favorite games, but I like to play a lot of games, you know what I'm saying? And I beat Skyrim already. But I never beat it in 4K, so I'm going back through it in 4K. They got mods on it, they're adding new armor.
Your mods is nasty.
New what? I'm going, hey, dude, it's like a whole different game. Matter of fact, they just, for those who know, I'm also telling, for those who know, they just updated, they just added a new mod that added like 8 new missions, new armor, new weapons, they added over 1,000 new dialogue, over 1,000. I think it's like 1,100. So, it's like a whole new fucking game. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is, man. When I have the free time, I put in work. If I don't have the free time, there's nothing I can do about that. You know, life comes first. But anyway, I'm going to throw this to the panel, to the whole entire panel right quick. I don't know if y'all noticed, but you do know Star Wars Battlefront. They're charging us to do, like, I forgot what they call it. You know, gestures? You know, like throw your hands up in the air, pump fists and stuff like that? Yeah, you got to pay for those now.
Emotes, man. You got to pay for fucking emotes now?
Wow.
That's EA. That's EA for you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, wait a minute. They're charging us for that? I'm like, oh, my God, yo. This
EA
is the problem that we face.
I was just going to say, EA is digging himself a deeper hole now. People are going to be put off playing this game now.
You know, last night me and Dredd, we sat here and we watched that 40-minute fucking Assassin's Creed Syndicate gameplay footage that that came out on YouTube there last night.
Yeah.
And I'm liking so far everything that I see. The combat's fucking pretty goddamn dope. But it's actually an Assassin's Creed game that I'm actually excited to play. Because I'm not really a fan of the franchise, but this new one, like the direction they're going in, is actually pretty cool. But one fundamental flaw that I found with this game that I've noticed with a lot of games recently, especially when it comes to modern games, is god damn it, horrible fucking AI, man. Like, to the point where, like, they're deaf and dumb and mutant or some bullshit like that, man. They're blind, they're fucking deaf. They don't even realize, like, when you're standing next to somebody, and there's two guys sitting right next to each other, and you tackle down one person, and the guy, like, you know, falls on the ground, and you stab him, whatever you want to call him. Even somebody, the other AI cannot hear that thump on the ground, let alone, is he, like, narrow sight or some shit that he can't see anything from his fucking left-hand side of his fucking peripheral vision, man? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Me personally, I don't mind certain games with certain mechanics that have, like, a game that has, like, those kind of mechanics in it that fucking actually are fun to use, but then you can actually exploit the shitty-ass AI. Like, a prime example, Dead to Rights Retribution is a prime example of a game that came out last generation that has god-awful AI, but the mechanics make it fun. But a game like Assassin's Creed was a big blown-up franchise. Now, I haven't played a whole lot of the games in the franchise, but I have heard the AI has been dumb since the very first Assassin's Creed game. If that be the case, to me, that's a fucking joke and a half.
Yeah, I agree.
But if people have fun exploiting that, then by all means, fucking knock yourself out, man. But I just wish that AI, I mean, you would think, like, as we progress on in generations, you would think by now that the AI would get a lot better. Like, there are games out there. Don't get me wrong. Not every game has terrible AI. There are a lot of games that I've played so far since I've owned the PS4, and hell, even on the Wii U, that actually has very, very good AI. But there's a lot of games out there, too, as well, from these big fucking conglomerates like EA and Activision and Ubisoft and what have you, that just come out and their fucking AI is absolutely atrocious, man. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
All right, we're gonna go ahead and start covering some recent events and stuff that's going on so we can get the information out to the people. So the first thing I want to bring up, just for the whole entire panel, I'm asking you at the top, we'll work our way down. So the question is, how will Microsoft counter the PS4 price drop? I want to get this conversation going because a lot of people ain't really talking about it. Brasser, what's your thoughts on how you think that Microsoft can counter the PS4 price drop?
Well, the thing they can do is like they did last year, last holiday, they cut down the price for the Xbox One, be like $299 or something like that, for all the bundles. There are like three, I think it's fifth right now for all the bundles. Yeah, cut down like $300 and try to keep PS4, but as far as I see, I think PS4 can win, though, you know.
Do you think PS4 going to win this holiday season?
It could. I would say it's a big leap, though. It'd be probably close, you know.
It'd be close. I agree. They both going to get a boost, though. Bear Hugger, what's your thoughts, though?
What was the question? Yeah, I couldn't hear you when you said the question.
Let me put the mic down. I was saying that what do you think?
I'm there, I bet.
Okay.
Damn it.
What do you think that Microsoft can do to counter the PS4's price drop?
Do another price drop themselves. It's really the only way they can, but even that's probably not even going to be enough to actually justify a purchase of the Xbox One, man. I mean, to a lot of consumers out there that already have one. I mean, regardless of my opinion or not, fucking, I mean, I'm still getting an Xbox One, period, but as far as other people out there that are still sitting on the fence or they can sit there and say that Microsoft doesn't have enough, you know, exclusive IPs that they want to play themselves, which to me, I don't know if I really want to believe it or not, but hey, it's each of their own, I guess. But I guess, you know, with the PS4 being dropped down, what is it now, $350 now?
$350,
yeah.
Yeah, $350. So, I mean, either Microsoft's going to have to, you know, take it on the chin and just see how it plays out for the rest of the year and then do a price drop next year, or do something, man. But even if they do a price drop, I don't think a lot of people are going to fucking run out of their way to buy right away anyways, but they're still going to wait for a while. That's just my opinion anyways, man.
Right. Baby girl, what's your thoughts?
I say that they better put in some incentives, like with what Bear said, with like a price drop, pairing it with like a probably a free year of Xbox Live or some shit and games. That's the only thing that I can say that they can do, like do bundles, but I don't see how that would work. I mean, because the bundles cost a little bit more, you know, so I don't know how they would be able to do it other than giving people free shit with the console.
I agree. Vex, take off, brother.
I mean, the Xbox One has a lot of momentum, not just in terms of sales, but, you know, the Microsoft brand has a lot of reputation to get back, you know. Phil Spencer talked about that a lot in his latest interview, which you guys should go check out one of his video. He spoke about some really good stuff, you know. And he looked like he was going to leave the company the way it looked. But, I mean, the PS4 is going to win this generation. I'm just going to say it. The Wii U will always be the underrated decent games console, offline games console. And the Xbox One is the broken dream, you know, the Neverland dream. That's just how I see it, as not being a fanboy, but strictly in terms of sales, PlayStation will come out on top. I feel like the Xbox One might get a lot more momentum after Halo 5, but a lot of the people that have been looking forward to Halo would have gotten their Xbox around the time that the Halo collection, the broken collection, came out. So, I don't know.
I think that the Halo 5 is going to sell a lot, but I don't think it's going to sell... I think it's going to sell more software than console. That's my Owens, what's your take on that?
My opinion, I was thinking about with the Xbox One. You know when they give you, like, you have to buy, like, a separate controller type of thing? It's a bit stupid. They should have done is they give you, like, an extra controller free with the console. With every bundle they do. Type of thing, because I know how much Xbox One controllers can be quite expensive.
Type of thing. The controller almost costs the same much as the damn system.
Yeah, exactly. They should do is they should put like a free additional controller with the game, with the system. Of every bundle they do, you get a free controller.
Yeah. They should have bundled that bitch with it. They're gonna have to bundle that Xbox with a lot of shit, man. But we're going to go to English. Go ahead, take our brother, your last one.
Man, the only thing I can think of that would make me interested would be to they need to learn Paige from Steam's book and start slashing, giving promos for these damn games, man. That's what would make people jump on the fucking system. If I see that PS4 got a fucking multi-plat for full price and Microsoft giving me a promo for shit, 40%. I'm going over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's an easy decision for me. I don't want to pay full price for the games. So I think they need to start doing some more promos for these games, man. They need to stop trying to fatten their pockets so damn much and start giving back to us.
Yeah,
cut the prices of the games down, even if it's for a limited time. You know how many people are going to rush in for that limited time to get these games?
Damn right. And you know what?
Especially with that Battlefront game, like if they said, okay, we're going to do a 50% off promo for a limited time, you know how many people are going to jump on that shit?
Damn right. How about this for the wet our thumbs and fingertips for a minute? How about they come out with, they say that, you know what? All the DLC, everything free on the Xbox One.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. Bam. Ooh. I'm jumping on. Easy
damn
to
right. I'm going up. I mean... Like at the end of the day, like most of us gamers are, we're either parents or we're adults. It ain't like how we used to when we were kids. Gimme. We thought money grew on trees. That money's coming out of our motherfucking pockets now. Motherfuckers think wisely. Nigga, man, what? Transaction? Microtransaction? What? Ooh. Well, y'all got me fucked up. I want to get a fuck. If I have to play Battlefront or Battlefuck up without throwing a fist pump, without nodding my head and all that, I just be playing that bitch without doing none of that shit. Why is they making me pay for that? Like, yeah, but I'm with you, English. They gonna have to do something, man. First of all, they gotta drop the price cheaper than the PlayStation. Because at the end of the day, if you drop the price to the exact same as the PlayStation, people are still gonna use their excuses. Why do I have to pay for the Xbox One when it's the weaker console for the same price as the more powerful console? They're gonna have to drop the price cheaper than the PlayStation 4 and still have to put some bundles in there. They still gonna have to do both.
They can have a good turnaround if they drop the price to $300.
Damn right. Motherfucker, it's
I'm not even gonna lie. Boy, they would probably have a hard time keeping stock of systems.
Keep it stock.
because people are gonna run out and buy it. So it's a good deal. It's a win-win deal.
Yeah. Especially for the consumer.
I see it, but we know they ain't gonna do that.
And they drop that bitch to $299 with the Kinect and then bundle a couple of games in that motherfucker, it's over. They will sell like hotcakes. Them motherfuckers won't be able to keep them shit and stop.
They won't.
Microsoft, if you listening, take notes, damn it. We're trying to help your stupid ass. God damn. But we got another caller. I think we got everybody. Yeah, we got another caller. Eric Code 323. Welcome to the best podcast / radio show in the universe. What's good with you? Eric Cole 323.
Oh, hey,
stage fright. But yeah, man, like I say, man, Microsoft, if y'all listening, y'all about to write some notes down, man, because we trying to help you, man. We're not trying to hurt you. I mean, the fuck all that fanboy shit. What the fanboys talking about? We know it ain't no motherfucking best box. We know we just want to go to the box that has good product on it, good software. That's what we want. Just produce the software and you'll be all right. But you gotta also produce good deals too. You can't keep fucking motherfuckers and thinking everybody's gonna take it up the ass without a fight. But yeah, man, let's go. Let's say I got another article. I'll throw it to the panel right quick. It say Cord Cutters will be disappointed with the new Xbox experience. Why is that? But I see the thing.
Of course,
got nothing good. I don't know what the fuck. I don't even know what the fuck. Say Microsoft console overhaul is packed with interesting ideas and video viewing, but it doesn't get the basics right. Oh, did y'all see the Windows 10 shit? The new interface for the Xbox One.
Yeah, it's like a tablet.
Yeah, but the thing is, I just want to ask this. What part of that shit screen Windows 10 to you anyway? Because I got Windows 10 on my PC. My shit don't look like that. So why they calling it Windows 10? That's not Windows 10. It shit don't look nothing like Windows 10. Not on my computer anyway. Wait, hold on. Was I the same dummy / basher, the same guy that was saying this from the beginning that it was not going to be the same on the PC and the Xbox One? Wasn't I supposed to be wrong, right? So after looking at it and having it on my PC, I see that I was right once again. Why the fuck am I always right? I hate being right, because when I'm right, that's bad news for Microsoft. I say that time and time again. I hate being right, because every time I'm right, that's bad news for these jackasses. It's like they the ones that can't get it right. They're not listening to their fans. When the fuck would Microsoft ever listen to their fans? They listen to their stockholders. That's what they listen to. They don't listen to us. Angry Joe finally made I hate to throw his name out there. He finally made a video about Star Wars Battlefront. That's the only thing that let me know that they didn't pay him. He ain't give him no money.
Yet.
So now he mad. Yet. They didn't give him no money yet, so now he mad. I understand his pain, because apparently when he's looking for that check ain't in the mail. I'm mad now. It's easy to get enraged when you don't see that check. But all the other bullshit that's been going on, where was he? He was nowhere to be found, right? So it is what it is, though. Like I said, I'm not bashing the man like that. I'm sub to his channel. I was sub to his channel, but I unsubbed because I saw a lot of bullshit that was going on, and he wasn't doing nothing about it. And I thought he was here for the game, so that turned me off about the channel. So I had to move on. It ain't no envy, no nothing like that. I can care less. But yeah, I just think that when you're in a position like that, use your position to help us. When I say help us, not the Dream Team, gamers. You're a gamer yourself. Everybody know you're a gamer, but you know, when you see something wrong, call that shit out, man. You got influence. You have influence over the industry right now. You know, but it is what it is. You know, instead of worrying about him, let's just work our way up there where we ain't got to worry about what they not doing, so we can worry about what we can do. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. I looked at the Windows 10 shit, and it's not the same. I was right again. It's completely different. A few friend of mine, I got on Xbox, I think it was 2 days ago, and they asked me, did I upgrade to the quote unquote the new dashboard and stuff like that? And I was like, no, I'm not in the program. They're like, man, you're lucky. And these are Xbox. I'm talking about Xbox. They're like, man, you lucky. They like, don't do it. They say this shit is dog shit. It's garbage. I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, man, you lucky, man. It's like the last interface is better than this shit. And when you look at it, it's paper thin. No wonder it's fucking faster. There's nothing there. It's paper thin. They thinned it out. They stripped everything out of that, out of the dashboard. No wonder. But, you know, it is what it is, man. It is what it is. So, let me see. Do we got any callers? Before we take any more callers, I want to know y'all opinion. You think that the dashboard, what's y'all thoughts on the dashboard? Y'all think that's even worth talking about? Because I think it was just a PR stunt.
I saw a little preview for it, but I wasn't really impressed. Man, I'm just tired. They're trying so many things. It just makes me, I don't know, man.
You know what?
Yeah. All right, let's move it on to Wii U. I want to get on some Wii U because we ain't cover that NX shit. A little bit of that NX shit. And of course, we want to talk about the emulator. I'm gonna pass the floor to Barry because he's our Nintendo library. Because he know his shit when it comes to Nintendo. So Barry, you want to take over? What's good about this Wii U emulator? What's good about that?
It was only a matter of time until somebody was actually eventually going to make it. Find the coding for it and whatnot. From what I understand, only a certain games work for it right now, from what I understand, and they're still tweaking it and working on it. But is it going to be like an effective or efficient emulator? Probably not for a while, at least anyways, until they get all the coding right, get all that stuff going. I'm not exactly sure how it works, because obviously I can't run it clearly, obviously, but from what I've seen from people like that leave comments and whatnot, people who have downloaded some of that, it's got like a lot of issues with it, like a lot of games are beyond slow, a lot of games don't even work properly and whatnot. So, I mean, it's in its early infant stage, but it was only a matter of time until they do it. It was only a matter of time until they actually get around to doing it. So it's interesting to see that they actually finally came out with one after, like, what, fucking 4 years being on the market? So, yeah, I mean, me personally, though, I don't really care about the emulator. I really don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck, to be honest. But the NX stuff, on the other hand, that's an entirely different story.
So you think it's a good, bad, no?
It's bad in a way for Nintendo because emulation, you know, that you just download ROMs and they don't have to worry about giving Nintendo any money. But for people out there that don't want a Wii U and the computer can actually run that shit, fucking, hey, there you guys go.
Okay. Anybody else want to chime in on that? The Wii U emulator? Nah. What about the NX?
Go ahead, Greg. I'm not buying any of that shit. I'm not buying into it. When I see it, I'll see it. But I'm not. All this hype that they're trying to build, they need to stop it. They don't even need to give a release date. They just need to come out with it and then let that shit hit the stores. Boom. Everybody be talking about it if it's something. But I'm not buying into the hype, man. Nintendo got a lot of work to do. They ain't gonna get me with all this bullshit about it being more powerful than the PlayStation 4 and all this bullshit. I don't give a shit. Make something that makes me wanna bring me back. I'm not one bit. I have no hype for this console. No excitement.
I'm buying it.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be the first console that I buy as far as my generation goes. But
didn't say I wouldn't buy it. I just said I have no excitement for it.
Well, no, yeah, and I don't blame you. With all these rumors and speculations that's going around on the internet, given the fact with all like this, like, you know, leading industry technology and fucking whatever you want to call it. We always hear that from fucking Sony and Microsoft at the course of the beginning of a new generation or when they're getting ready to come out with a new generation. We always hear that, but you've never heard that once from Nintendo's side.
No.
This is the first time that these rumors are surfacing, you know, from these development kits and whatnot. Like, I even read an article talking about, like, from one dude that said on Twitter that people that have actually seen the actual development kit and what this thing can do, that what was it again that I said to you? I said it to you the other day. I think it was yesterday, Dredd. I was reading an article that was talking about like only top of the line powerful PCs with certain like kind of like industry leading chips in it can actually run the fucking development kit or some shit like that. I don't know. Me personally, man, I mean, honestly, it's definitely something that I want to see happen, and a lot of us, you know, fucking old-school Nintendo fans want that to happen, because that has definitely been a subject that Nintendo has been suffering now for a long time, when they get always the accent of hatred, is the fact that it's always an underpowered system and blah-de-blah-de-fucking-blah. And, you know, now that, you know, with all these rumors coming around, I mean, it's just rumors, like I said, you know, take it with a grain of salt, of course, you know, until we actually see this thing fucking in true form and colors next year at E3, which is why I said before, and even on my podcast, that the next 8 months leading into E3 of next year is going to be a hell of a fucking roller coaster ride. So you're constantly going to see leaks, rumors, speculations, and all this other bullshit, more so now than what we've already seen over the last 6 months already. So
yeah. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because, you know, we've been talking about remasters and stuff like that, and I just ran across an article saying that apparently Zelda for the Wii U is coming out, The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess HD re-release expected for Wii U.
That's a rumor that's going around right now, and the rumor basically states that the Twilight Princess tech demo that was showing off the first year that the Wii U was originally announced during that little, like, video, whatever you want to call it, and they use it as a tech demo to show people, like, the lighting system that the Wii U can do and everything else like that. Apparently, the Twilight Princess remake that's going to be, like, coming out next year for Zelda's anniversary thing, whatever you want to call it, they're apparently supposed to actually subside to what that tech demo actually is. And a lot of people actually have been craving that, because even when the new Zelda was announced, last year at E3, you know, everybody was like, oh, what the fuck, Nintendo? How come you didn't make it the way that tech demo did and you guys showed off, you know, in 2012 and blah, 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 and whatever the case may be. So a lot of people were disappointed with that. So my theory is that I think Nintendo is actually, what they're going to do is that Wii U Zelda that apparently was supposed to be a Wii U only game, I think that's now an NX game. And what they're doing is they're actually going to fulfill that Zelda little fucking title for the Wii U, is give them that tech demo fucking AKA into a full-fledged game, Twilight Princess Remake, HD, whatever the fuck you want to call it, and give that to Wii U owners, and then the actual NX will launch with that new Zelda title that everybody wants. Along with Pikmin 4 and fucking Super Mario Galaxy 3.
All they can do is, with the new Zelda game, they could do what they did for the original Twilight Princess. What they did is they had it on the GameCube as well as on the Wii. So they could do it again.
Yeah, they might do that too as well. Yeah, they might end up doing that, yeah. But, I mean, and like I said, you know, all these rumors, man, it's all you're going to constantly see. We see it time and time again. Like, we saw it fucking back in 20, like, when we were waiting for, you know, back when the Wii U was, like, was the actual code in Project Cafe, everyone speculated and rumored for fucking months and months and months. Only to find out when E3 dropped, then we finally revealed the fucking thing, everyone was wrong. Everybody was fucking wrong. So, I mean, you know, the hybrid thing definitely holds some weight, given the fact of what Iwata said, Reggie said, and even Miyamoto himself has stated, which, me personally, I wouldn't necessarily oppose to that, because I think this time, instead of them doing some kind of controller gimmick or whatever you want to call it, like they did with the Wii U and the original Wii, I think this time around, their gimmick is going to be actually behind what they're planning on doing as far as the hardware goes, the hardware and the software. It's going to be built into that structure where you're still going to have a standard controller for the console side, but if they do have like a hybrid functionality too, it would like a something that like that comes with the console that you can actually bring on the go wherever the fuck you want to go. That's not going to be technically a gimmick per se, because that's going to be the new handheld that Nintendo was planning on releasing. But the thing of it is, their gimmick is going to be behind the technology that they're planning on doing it in order to make those functionalities work consistency wise. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, man. It really is. But I think also other controllers too. I think a lot of their controllers too as well will also be backwards compatibility too. I think that the Wii U gamepad itself will still work with the NX, same with the Wiimotes and whatever the case may be if you have them, but it's not going to be a standard. It's going to obviously be a secondary prime, controller. Me personally, I've always loved the gamepad because I think it's comfortable, but I can understand why a lot of people don't like it, and that's a fair, reasonable justification as to why not to like it. Me personally, I actually enjoy it. I never had a problem with the thing. I never found it to be awkward for me. None of that shit. It's just overall in general, I think what Nintendo was planning on doing is maybe this could very well be their return to form, man. Like, maybe not so much like trying to like to go back to get all the actual support that they want and they need, even though that would be fucking amazing if they did. But another thing that I did read, though, is that according to some developer portal thing or something like that on Nintendo's website that somebody found out, was that they're actually making it so much more easier for developers to get their games on the Wii U, or not the Wii U, on the NX, sorry, without any problems at all. No problems at all. Nintendo's going to be a lot more vocal with these developers. They're going to be a lot more hands-on with these developers to really get them to understand the console and really fucking get their games on the system, which is something that they didn't do from the offset of the Wii U. They just gave them a sheet to, here you go, make games for it if you don't want to fuck you guys. You know what I mean? So this time around, they're going to be more hands-on. They're going to actually respect the actual third-party publishers and developers and just in general. It's going to be an interesting foundation, man. It's going to be a really interesting foundation to see what happens. But sadly, me personally, though, no matter what they do, I still think they're going to be fucked in the long run, man, with the way I look at it, because their name is tarnished so bad in this industry amongst majority of gamers, they don't give a fuck. Especially with new age gamers now, fucking they don't even know who the fucking Tenno is, let alone their past. So they're going to go exactly to what Sony or said Microsoft brings to the next table for the next generation wise, and Nintendo is still going to be sitting there, just being the butt end of everyone's jokes again. Even though they'll get all the support they want that shit, but still, most people are not even going to buy the actual fucking multiplayer games, man. They're going to buy them on the console where all their friends are going to be at.
That's what my issue is with this, like, because the system can be awesome. It could be dope, but what is Nintendo going to do with it? Are they going to shut people out, not let them develop?
Are they going to stay
in their own little bubble?
Not this time, no.
Like they've been doing and put out the same shit that they've been putting out.
Yeah, me personally, I don't think they're going to shut out third parties this time. They've already been doing that now for far too fucking long. And I think the Wii U itself was that final wake-up call that they've actually been looking for now. Hence the reason why they kind of like they don't really talk about it all too much anymore. And plus the games they are giving us right now are just like throwaway titles. You know what I mean? And
wait a minute.
So, I hate saying throwaway titles, but I'm saying in the sense like, I mean, Star Fox was delayed till next year, so they have to have something for like to come out that's big at least from as far as an infant or a famous franchise, which is Star Fox, will easily come out next year. Then end it with Zelda, then that's it. That's gonna be the end of it, man.
So you're saying that they wanted to fail?
No. I'm not saying they wanted to fail, but the president that took over now, I forget what his name is, though, he's the one that actually came out and stated a long time ago, man, that he knew that the Wii U was going to fucking fail right from the offset. He used to work for – the president that took over now over Iwata's place, he used to be a president for Nintendo of America for a while. And then he got transferred over to a different part of the actual company. But he came out and stated on record a long time ago that the Wii U was going to fucking fail. Before fucking, as soon as it came out, boom, he made that prediction and he was absolutely right. So, I mean, like I said, it's going to be interesting to see where they're planning out what they're going with this. Because, I mean, you got to remember, with a brand new concept, that's the interesting thing that people are tending to overlook. Now, most people will look at that and say that, oh, this could just barely be another gimmick, but I don't think it's actually going to be that. You know what I mean? I think it's actually going to be something different that I could see either being a common trend in the industry that Sony and Microsoft might. Because imagine, if Nintendo does come out with the NX and it is a hybrid system, what's to say that Sony can't do the same thing or Microsoft can do the same thing? Well, maybe not so much Microsoft because they don't care about handheld stuff, but Sony themselves, they know that the Vita itself, which nobody even talks about the Vita, even though it gets a lot of support, but nobody's buying that shit. But imagine if the NX comes out and they actually stables a way to, like say that hybrid systems are going to be a new thing, where it's like console, home console, and also a handheld device people can take on the go. Sony can take that same idea. Instead of coming out with a new handheld, like a new Vita 2, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, they can incorporate that into the PS5. Kind of, stretch off that shit. So it could be an industry-leading technology kind of thing that Sony and Microsoft can easily pick up and start and do their own kind of trend. Yeah. Kind of like what the Wii did with motion gaming, even though Move didn't take off too well, and Kinect is, well, let's not talk about Kinect, but you see where I'm going there? That's I think, is what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it a stable, not just a quick little cashing gimmick, and then die out 5 years later.
That makes sense. What? Why? I'm getting. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, Max? We hear you.
We can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah,
oh, sorry.
I got you in twice though. Vex, you can hear me?
Yeah, I've closed my Chrome.
Okay. I
heard you. Yeah, the Skype button is back on the for people to call in. It's back on the Blogspot website.
Good. Okay. So yeah, but again, for those who want to call in, the number is 929-477-3421. You can call in. But yeah, you had some good points there, Bill, man.
Thank you, man,
but at the end of the day, man, the main objective is to get the hobby back. What I'm saying? Because the hobby has been hijacked. You know what I'm saying? And it's like it's almost like we're fighting two fights at one time. It's like we're in two different wars at one time. We're trying to get these developers and these corporations to understand that they're not the boss, and then we have to worry about, they're 1080p on the PS4 and it's 720p on the Xbox One. You got to deal with this bullshit. Like, it's almost, to me, it's starting to give me a fucking headache. It's like, why they won't just say, okay, I'll just be real. Why don't they just say, You know what? Damn, what's that kind of right, man? I can talk about 1080p, 720p all I want to, but while I'm doing that, is it developers listening to that shit? No. Is the corporations listening to that shit? No. Is they laughing at that shit? Yes. Yeah, laugh at that stupid shit.
But you know what would be funny, though, Dre, as I said as a joke to you yesterday, and I'll say it here, even though we know that's not going to happen, but imagine if the annex is like, if all these rumors happen to be true, let's just say for, just go along with it, and this actually happens to become a reality that Nintendo's console is more powerful than what, PS4 and Xbox One is. Imagine if Nintendo was the first company to make 4K a standard in gaming, in console gaming. You have any idea how fucked up that would be? Given the fact that mostly 90% of all Nintendo IPs that they've released so far, they themselves, they may not have been in 1080p native, but they sure the fuck have been in 60 FPS consistency every goddamn time. Mario Kart, yeah. Fucking Mario 3D World, the list goes on. Where a majority of these games that people want to have in 60 FPS can't even do it. Or they drop consistency all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Nintendo could easily make 4K a standard. They can do it right easily, man, because the way they design their fucking software, man.
Not only that, everything is cheaper now.
What I just said, the hardware is cheaper. They could.
But the hardware is cheaper now. Anyway.
Yeah. Yep.
So I mean, it, like you're saying, plus the way they make their games, dude. I mean, they can throw a monkey wrench in the game plans of Microsoft and Sony, but the question is, are they going to? You know what I'm saying? Are they going to take that? You see what I'm saying? So, but I'm going to throw some more Assassin's Creed Syndicate news out there. For those who don't know, if you pre-order Assassin's Creed Syndicate right now, you can snag Assassin's Creed Unity for $10. That game ain't even worth $10. Not only that game ain't worth $10, you can tell that this shitty-ass game, they're trying to fucking sell pre-orders on this shitty-ass game after the shit they pulled last year. Dude, the last game was a hot mess.
Okay, that is for what? The Xbox One version, right?
Oh no, we
pre-order for the Xbox One version, or is that for fucking the PS4 as well?
Just say pre-order PS4 and Xbox One, both. We got another call.
I want to read this out loud. This has to be said to me. This is fucking retarded. On the PS4, on the PSN store right now, when you go to you look at the pre-order for Assassin's Creed Syndicate. If you pre-order it, you know what they give you? They give you a theme,
you,
which is common. They always give
Hello?
You. They always...
Hey, what's up? Hello.
Yeah,
give
I was asking because I was hoping for Rocksteady to make a Justice League game. They were talking, and it scares me after Arkham Knight and Battlefront. Do you think EA and Warner Brothers may be using the DC Comics and Star Wars movies as a scapegoat to cash grab their games?
More than likely, yes.
Yes.
Of course. It's a good business.
And would you recommend would you recommend a boycott on the products?
We could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could, but the problem with the
sure
boycott
that
is that most people don't give a shit about that stuff, sadly, man.
Would you recommend a boycott on the movies and the games, or just because they're using...
Mostly from the actual game itself. I
just go with the game. I know they're using the movies and the big title, the big blockbuster names, the cash grabbing games. But I wouldn't recommend to boycott the movie per se, because they're not using the movie to grab our money. The movies are good. You see what I'm saying? But I would recommend to boycott the game. I mean, but me myself, I don't believe it's going to do anything.
Yeah,
I don't
not.
Think it's going to stop. Now.
I know, because I was thinking you could boycott, but unless you boycott the DLC, because I'm afraid with them, I wanted a Rocksteady Justice League, but it scares me you're going to see Raven or Nightwing, locked behind a $5 paywall.
More than likely, yeah, especially when it comes to WB. That's how they roll,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, because WB wouldn't fix their Arkham Origins DLC because they had to work on their Mr. Freeze DLC. So
yeah, it is a bunch of fuckery, man.
And they're using, I think, the success of these, because they're making movies, they're going to be marketing the games, tons of micro,
yep.
I'm sure, DLC. And, I mean, I like E-BioWare and Visceral, but... just the whole shitty marketing strategies they're using with the move. They just turn stuff into, I'm afraid it's going to run it into the ground or something.
They will. They've already had been doing that lately, even themselves.
They don't ran that shit to the ground before the game released. This shit is already under the ground and buried. 12 feet under. Not fuck 6 feet. 12 feet under.
Mark my words. You're going to see some fucking deals for that game before they come out, before it comes out.
I know. Star Wars and with all the marketing they're doing with that, I think Warner and EA are going to make a killing off them two franchises.
Okay.
You could already see it with Arkham Knight and Star Wars Battlefront.
Yep, the same shit over and fucking over again. I see. Oh, Eric Code 323. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate every time
appreciate
you
it,
call
man.
Is always a pleasure. Appreciate, pleasure.
It. Try to get appreciate it, Richard, man.
Eric Code 323. Let me call back. Welcome to the best podcast / radio show in the whole fucking world.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, we hear you.
You hear me?
You can hear you loud and clear.
All right, you know, I called in about, like, you know, 30 minutes ago. Hey, who's that retard that called about a couple minutes ago? In the last call, he sounded like he has autism.
Oh, who are you talking about?
Who?
Man, the last call, he sounded like, real, never mind. Anyway, what games you guys picking up for the PS4 and Xbox One next year?
Say that again?
I said, what games you guys picking up for the PS4 and Xbox One next year?
Oh, we'll start with Braxton. Take off, brother.
PS1, I'm pretty much going to get Fallout 4 and Dodo 2K16, Snoopy game, and
Charlie that's coming out this year.
No,
this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, for next year, I'd like to get the Uncharted 4, the Ratchet Clank, and the Final Fantasy 15. That's my top three games I'd get next year.
But that's for the Xbox. What about the Xbox?
Xbox, I'll definitely get the Scalebound and Quantum Break for next year. And for this year, probably just Halo 5.
Okay. What about you, Bill?
For me, for next year, it's if No Man's Sky doesn't come out until next year, that'll be one. Uncharted 4, obviously. Quantum Break, Scalebound. That's pretty much basically it that I have right now that I want. Oh, yeah, Ratchet and Clank, of course. Ratchet and Clank.
Okay. Baby girl?
For Xbox One, the Quantum Break. Was Crackdown supposed to come out next year?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
Really looking forward to Crackdown. I haven't. I really like that game, and I'm not sure for the Wii U for next year either, so... If Doom is coming out next year, I'm getting that.
Star Fox too.
Yeah, if Doom is coming out next year, getting that, and definitely the Uncharted.
Okay. Why do you own a Wii U? Okay. Terrible console.
You said what?
Oh,
I said, why do you own a Wii U? That's a terrible console.
I'm a gaming website, and we don't do fanboy stuff. We cover all gaming. I enjoy the Wii U. That's why I own a Wii U. I enjoy all consoles.
Same here.
Okay. English, take off, brother.
I'm not buying shit until I see gameplay.
Damn.
Good man.
Keep it real.
Why the fuck you lying?
Hey, he said, I'm not buying shit. The next thing you know, he lies to me. You know, I had to copy it. You know, I had to go get it. You know, but it's all good. I feel you, bro. The way the gaming is, I mean, it makes me don't want to give these motherfuckers nothing. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, the way it is, they can drum it up to make it look like a great game, but I mean, shit, you don't really know until it drops. I want to see some fucking real gameplay. I don't want to see any more doctored footage from E3 and none of that shit. I want to see some real gameplay so I can make
say Doctor Who. I don't want to see no Doctor Who magical footage.
We all know footage that we see at E3 is doctored for that event.
Yeah,
half,
I know.
You know, half that shit ain't even real gameplay. Is they've been working on that for that event. That's why I say that shit ain't real. Most of it ain't real. When it gets ready to drop, I want to see. I'll see what it looks like, and then I'll make my decision. All these fucking Game Informers and all these reviews that they put out, spend hours writing, to put in these nice magazines and shit, nice websites. It's all horseshit. I'm not buying it.
I respect you. I respect you for that. Go ahead, Owens. Take our brother.
Games for the PS4 are basically just like Battleborn. Then as well as like Final Fantasy 15, Kingdom Hearts 3, if it does come out next year. And as well, like for the Wii U, Star Fox and the new Zelda game, if it does ever come out for the Wii U.
All right, Vex, take off, bro.
Yo, all right, you all ready for a list? Okay, because you know, at PS4, you get lists of games. Uncharted 4, Horizon, Final Fantasy 7 Remake, Kingdom Hearts 3, Last Guardian, Ratchet & Clank, Gran Turismo 7, if it even comes out, Dreams, Attack on Titan game, Star Ocean, the new Sword Art Online game, Life of Final Fantasy... that's a lot of games. I need another job. for everything else, man, it all depends. It all depends. Xbox One, if I had one, I'd have to go and pick up Forza Horizon 2. But other than that, nah, man.
All right. God damn. Well, I thought PlayStation had no games, though.
Oh, man. I hear
they made a lot of games.
They do, but the majority of them don't buy them, though.
Yeah, they don't buy them. They hype them up and don't buy them. Yeah, but that's all called.
Yeah, we see those lists get posted every fucking day, but I guarantee you 90% of that list, no one gives a shit about them, man.
Go out, get that game. No gameplay.
Go get it, please buy the game, please. But
no gameplay for me.
Uncharted 4, of course, on the PS4. I'm going to go with PS4 first. Uncharted 4, looking for that, what it is, Gravity Rush. I'm looking forward to that. No Man's Sky. I'm into that sci-fi shit. I'm getting that. What else coming out? Oh, Ratchet and Clank, of course. What else? I'm gonna grab. That's all I can think of off the top of my head. Xbox One, Halo 5. I'm gonna go ahead and get that. I'm not getting no fucking Gears. I don't even know what it looks like. I'm still waiting on some. So there's somebody light a candle or something in that motherfucker so I can actually see it. I'm gonna pass on that one. Of course, the break. I'm gonna fuck with that. What else they got on Xbox? Cuphead. I'm fucking with that. And that damn that ship game. That's another one I'm fucking with. What it's called? Something pirate.
Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves. Yeah, that motherfucker. That I'm fucking with that.
Sea of Thieves
looks
pretty boss, man.
Yeah, I'm fucking with a lot of games. There's a lot of games I'm gonna go ahead and pick up. You know what I'm saying?
It's a shame that you're not getting Gears 4, man. I'm getting that shit. Gears 4 looks awesome.
You saw it?
Yeah, I watched it. I was there when we watched it.
Yeah, I couldn't see. It was too dark.
$20.
I couldn't even see. It was dark as fuck. Somebody needed to light a candle or something in that motherfucker.
Yeah, but it was just that scene itself. I'm sure the game is not going to be like that. The whole entire game is not going to be like that.
What you say about you broke up a little bit? What you say?
No, I was saying like I'm sure the whole entire game is not going to be like that.
Why the fuck you lying?
Hey, man, how could I be lying when they only showed one thing from the game so far, man? That's not a fair judgment.
Fucking lying.
I don't know.
Man, I'm getting it. I don't give a fuck, man. I'm getting that shit because Gears 4 looks dope as fuck, man.
I'm away from that hype. That hype got it.
They only showed one level in that game, dude, man, and I can't sit there and say that the whole entire game's going to look like that, dude. I can't make that assessment. Hey, man, you can keep playing that song as much as you want, dude, but I'm not changing my fucking opinion. Fuck that shit.
That hype is going to last for the first 15 minutes.
I need to make
this
intro, man. Fuck.
Yeah, because you know I don't play games. I just stick the disc in and take them out. You know, that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? And review one.
Grand Theft Auto, man. Gears 4 is going to be fucking awesome.
I mean, yeah, I think all of them got something for us, though. You know what I'm saying? All jokes aside, I think all of them got they certain titles, you know, that people is going to enjoy playing. And I think that people should just enjoy what they like and don't sit on your hands when you see bullshit. fuck all the fanboy shit. Let that go out the window. And enjoy your gaming, but at the same time, do not allow bullshit to fly. because we all suffer when you do this. Everybody suffers when you do this. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, it is what it is, though, man. I'll just fuck it with you, Bill.
No, no, it's fine. It's good, man.
Yeah, I'll just fuck it with you, brother. It's all love. It's all love. But, yeah, so everybody say what they're going to get. Hopefully we can get some Dream Team shit going. I'm going to go ahead and promote a little bit before we close this bitch down. I want to say we will be hosting some tournaments coming up. My wife is putting something together on the website so y'all can sign up your clans and stuff like that so we can get some tournaments. There will be prizes to the winner of these tournaments.
Oh,
so, man. We trying to get the sub base to get everybody in the community together and start putting your money where your fucking mouth is. Talk all this game and shit. I'm not afraid of the game. I don't give a fuck if I suck in it, bitch. I'm gonna go out there and try. I'd rather try and suck at something and don't try and constantly flapping my gums. You know,
just having fun.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be about. Now, like I say, man, we're going to get the tournaments going. I don't give a fuck if it's Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, you name it. We're going to have it up there. All tournaments, man, we're going to have this shit popping. And, man, I'm going to try to get that off the ground, and we'll see what's going on with that there. Because, like I said, at the end of the day, it's about gaming. Let's try to get the gamers together, and let's have some fun. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what we got to do, man. That's what the Dream Team is about, man. Getting gamers together. You know what I'm saying? I know somebody out there when they listening to me talk right now, they probably like, I'm keeping it 100. You know what I'm saying? We trying to get the gaming community. I just punked myself. Yeah, it's fucked up. But we're trying to get everybody together, man, and try to put a stop to a lot of this bullshit. But at the same time, we want to still be able to enjoy the hobby that we love, you know what I'm saying? So I think that if we could put a lot of the bullshit to aside and focus on what's really the issue, the main issue, I think that that's just a step in the right direction to me. That's just
my agreed opinion. Agreed, yeah, man. No.
Definitely.
So I don't know if anybody would throw something else out there. Y'all can go ahead and take the flow. We ain't got no more callers right now. Boom, we can shut it down, man. It's all up. It's all up. No, that's it. All right, let's start off. Braxton, go ahead. Shout your channel out, brother.
All right. I'm Braxton Gaming here, the channel Family Gamer. That's like, thank y'all for watching this amazing podcast. And also, check out everybody's channels out.
All right. Beat the shit out of subscribe buttons, man. Real talk. Bear Hugger, check out, brother.
All right, guys, you all know me all too well. I'm your boy, Bearhugger29. Glad to be here. This is an awesome episode of the Radio Dream Team podcast. And, thanks for having me, man.
All good. Baby girl, take off.
It's baby girl 91580 with Gameplay HQ, and thanks for having me, Dread. Looking forward to doing it again next week. If you're new to this podcast, please come over to YouTube and subscribe to everybody that's on the panel. They're all cool people. They all have good footage, and I enjoy myself. Thanks for having me, Dread.
We got good bean footage, too. English, take off, bro.
Boy, I am English. Thanks for having me on the panel. Shit, man, we all doing it big. Let's keep doing it right. We the best. We the shit.
We the shit, brother. We the shit. Go ahead, Owens.
Owen Coles here. Thanks again for letting me join your radio podcast. I had a lot of fun. Everyone who's watching the YouTube feed, you guys subscribe to these guys. These guys are awesome to watch.
Thank you, brother. That means a lot to us. Vexim, take off, bro.
Oh, man, it feels good being the only British person in there, man. I hope we never find a British person. I'm joking.
I'm British.
I'm gonna start competing.
Man. That's my goal now. Fuck you, Vex.
No, I'll make the best cup of tea, man. Especially if it's a PlayStation gamer, man. We're not friends no more.
Oh, God. You and this PlayStation.
Oh, I'll make sure. I'll make sure I find a British guy who loves Microsoft.
That boy is a Sony Pizzazone, ain't it? Especially if he's a Sony fan.
No,
go ahead,
hey,
brother.
Man.
Go ahead.
That's what it's all about, man. Jokes and stuff. Man. Yo, if you guys need a good YouTube network, a real honest one at that, man, all them other networks is lying to you, man, about that ratio. Go look up the 1S4G network. Hit up One Stop for Gamers. Spam the shit out of him. Go sign up. But yeah, I'm your boy, Rexium Swift. Hope you guys
And then I'm going to get mad and be like, why are they spamming me? Can't blame you, Vex. But yeah, man, it's all love, like always. I'm your boy, One Stop for Games. Make sure to subscribe to everybody on this channel, man. And it, like I said, it means a lot when y'all come out, call, because it also means a lot to the gaming community when y'all can actually have a voice of y'all own. I like to hear, you know, people's opinions and people bringing facts to the table. And, you know, it's all about all of us, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's the only way we're going to make real change in the gaming community, us coming together and not stop just talking about it and start being about it. But make sure y'all check us out next week, same time, same place, the best podcast / radio show on the internet, the Dream Team. And we'll holler at y'all next time. Y'all be blessed. Y'all be peace out.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Peace.
Peace. That's what's up. That's what's up.